Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. High-rise building fire in London overnight with many casualties. We've got the story.
Wichita police look for suspect in the rape of a child. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Dan O'Neill. Kansas lawmakers' budget mandates reviews of a new prison project.
What is the fallout to Attorney General Jeff Sessions' testimony on Capitol Hill? I'm ABC's Megan Hughes. I'll have the latest.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. After a long stretch of dry weather, we finally got some rain in Wichita. Is more on the way? Our complete forecast coming up.
KNSS breaking news. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and aides were shot at a baseball practice in Virginia. This morning, Fox News has confirmed these shots reported on East Monroe Street in Delray, Alexandria. Alexandria police said on Twitter at 7:30 a.m. that location near a YMCA. And we understand from Fox that the shooter has been shot and killed. Again, this is coming from Fox News. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and aides shot at a baseball practice in Virginia today. And we don't have any word yet on the condition of Congressman Scalise or the aides. Now, police are investigating the case of a 7-year-old girl who was raped in northwest Wichita near 13th and I-235. Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says it happened early Sunday when a man entered an apartment on Smith Court, sexually assaulting the girl, then leaving.
An adult in the house was awakened by the crying child, learned from the child what happened, and called 911 for assistance. Right now, we're asking anyone who may have observed anyone loitering or behaving suspiciously in that area over the past couple days to please call the Wichita Sedgwick County EMCU unit at 660-9494.
Investigators are hoping nearby residents may have spotted this suspect at some point.
Now, the suspect description is as vague as it is. We wanted to put that out to everybody. Right now, it is an unknown white male, clean shaven, light colored hair, jeans, and an unknown shirt.
Anyone who wants to make an anonymous tip may call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. That little girl remains in the hospital recovering from her injuries.
Kansas legislators want to have multiple reviews of a plan to build a new state prison before Governor Sam Brownback's administration moves forward with the project.
They've included a provision in the next state budget requiring the oversight. The Department of Corrections hopes to finalize a contract this fall with a private company to build a new prison in Lansing to replace the state's oldest and largest one. The department has proposed having the company lease the new prison to Kansas for up to 40 years before the state owns it. The proposed budget would authorize a lease purchase agreement and up to $155 million in bonds for traditional financing of the project. But it also mandates reviews by a building advisory panel, two legislative committees, and legislative leaders. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Harrowing stories of survival from an engulfed London apartment building. The overnight blaze erupted in minutes. Mickey lives on the 7th floor with his daughter and girlfriend. He says they're lucky they escaped.
There's people up at the windows screaming, and the thing went up in, it felt like seconds. It was just going up and up and up and up. I'd never seen nothing like it. It was like something out of a Hollywood disaster movie.
Authorities say there are multiple fatalities in that blaze in London.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions denied any collusion with Russian officials while he worked on the Trump campaign. He denied a private meeting with the Russian ambassador at the Mayflower Hotel. But a lot of the fallout after the hearing on Capitol Hill may be on what Sessions did not say.
Democrats angry at the attorney general's refusal to answer questions. Senator Martin Heinrich is worried it's part of the Trump administration playbook.
And they can't have it both ways. If they want to invoke executive privilege, they can do that. But if they're not going to do that, they have to answer our questions.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio said the president needs to be able to talk with members of his cabinet in private.
There isn't a president in the history of the United States that has not had that expectation, unless those conversations are about wrongdoing, of which there is no evidence.
Senators may compel more testimony later. Sessions could also provide more details in closed session. Megan Hughes, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Wichita police have released the name of the man who died near downtown Wichita when the car he was in was hit by a train late Sunday night. Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow.
The victim has been identified as 40-year-old DeAndre Parker from Wichita. The driver left the scene, and we are still attempting to identify the driver. We do not have an identification on him yet.
The train hit that car in the 700 block of East Indianapolis near Kellogg and Washington.
3 months ago, Rooster, the police dog, was shot and killed while trying to stop an armed suspect in South Wichita. Troy Houtman, director of Wichita's Parks and Recreation Department, says the Meridian Dog Park at 21st and Meridian in northeast Wichita is going to be named after Rooster.
Although it was a very tragic situation, giving up his life, but he's going to be in memory at the park with a plaque for his service, and it's going to be recognized as Canine Rooster Park.
Rooster was the first Wichita police canine killed in the line of duty. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Late night baseball action for the Kansas City Royals on the West Coast. How did the Royals do in their first trip out to San Fran since the World Series a few years ago? Well, we'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Today is day three of jury deliberations in Bill Cosby's trial. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. With the first case of West Nile virus found in Kansas last week, it's important to know how it's transmitted. Amy Worthington is with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
West Nile virus is not transferred from person to person. It's transferred through the bite of an infected mosquito.
It's also possible, though not as common, to transmit the virus through a blood transfusion.
The Bill Cosby sexual assault trial enters a third day of deliberations today.
You're innocent!
His fate still unclear. Bill Cosby walked to his car last night, waving his cane and smiling at a smattering of support.
Why innocent?
I don't believe he did any of the things that they say he has done.
William Anderson lives here in Norristown and said the accuser's story of being assaulted after Cosby gave her pills doesn't add up, especially against a celebrity who exemplified family values.
I grew up watching The Cosby Show, obviously. I don't think he would do anything like that.
He conceded some doubts, with more than 50 women accusing Cosby of similar attacks. Brad Milkey, ABC News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
An American college student held in North Korea for a year and a half has returned home in Ohio, but his health is in question.
A Cincinnati man is back home after being released from a North Korean prison. Otto Warmbier was detained by North Korea for trying to take a political side last year and was sentenced to 15 years in a labor camp. The 22-year-old has been in a coma for over a year. He's now receiving treatment at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Rick Uccino, ABC News, Cincinnati.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock, here on a Wednesday morning, June 14th, Flag Day. And let's take a look at traffic now.
And this morning in traffic here in Wichita, things going pretty well. We're starting to see some slowdowns in the traffic construction on West Kellogg due to the higher traffic volumes right now, right around I-235. Traffic update on KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I had a little rain come through here a few hours ago, but that didn't seem to cool things off or make them any less muggy than they were.
It's going to make it worse as far as the mugginess goes. Obviously, now you have that rain. Now the ground's all saturated. You get a little bit of moisture, and it's going to evaporate up. And it'll have that nice, soupy feel to it today. The difference today is we don't have those epic winds like we did yesterday. But it's still going to be pretty warm, 94 for a high. Southwest winds 5 to 15, which really isn't – that's a good relief for us. And it looks like the storm chances will stay at bay. Maybe east of the turnpike later this afternoon, we might see a few of them bubble up.
Yeah, looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar, there are some showers, but they're way off to the east now, right?
They trekked out of here quickly this morning. So, yeah, the rain you got came in and it got out of here pretty quickly. You may have heard some thunder and seen a beautiful lightning show this morning, but otherwise it's out of here for the time being. I think most of the day, for Wichita, I think we're quiet and we're done. Late afternoon, east of the turnpike, can't rule one out, but I think we're just going to be hot and humid today, but getting rid of that wind, doesn't that help?
It sure does. And yesterday, just running in that wind, I decided that south wind was a real challenge, but today might not be there, but it's going to be muggy. Okay. We got
it. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Thank you, sir. That is the KNSS Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas State meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Thank you, Leon. It's now 7:12 now, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock, and we have a situation in London this morning and overnight, a 27-story apartment building fire, and apparently there are going to be a lot of casualties, a lot of fatalities. With us now live from London, ABC's Wana Hassan. Good morning. Nice to have you with us this morning.
On a very sad day.
Yes,
it's
yes.
A fast developing story, but here's what we know right now. As you rightly said, there are fatalities, and in fact, the Metropolitan Police have called it a complex operation, confirming that there have been 6 fatalities, so 6 dead in the fire so far, adding that they are still in the early stages, and with many people still unaccounted for, sadly, they do expect that number to go up. We understand that 74 people have been hospitalized, 20 of them are in critical condition, and this is still a fluid situation. Those numbers are likely to go up.
Right. In any kind of fire like this, they need to get in there and do some investigation. And is the thing under control yet, Lama?
Believe it or not, more than 11 hours since the fire was reported. It started just shortly after 1 a.m. London time. The fire is in some parts of this 24-story apartment building. It is still burning. I'm looking at live pictures right now. There are pockets of flames I can see in the upper part of the apartment. They are still burning as we speak.
Well, and I saw the images as well, and first thing I thought of was the fire during 9/11 on our Twin Towers. And is this building 27 stories high? There's some question about whether that's going to keep standing. I mean, it couldn't come down at any time, and you've got firefighters in the line out there, right?
No, that's a very, very good point that you bring up, Steve. There is a structural engineer at the building monitoring the building, which up until now has been deemed safe to work in. In fact, there are firefighters going from door to door because there are people who are unaccounted for, so they're trying to find out if there are people trapped. But with debris falling, I mean, I'm looking at live pictures as I'm telling you this, debris falling all the time, it is starting to lean slightly, and it's looking more and more unstable.
I think we ought to get the firefighters out of there. I don't know.
Frightening situation. Yeah, and absolutely heart-wrenching scenes and also stories. I mean, we've heard eyewitnesses describe hearing screams, some people trapped calling for help, watching people jump out of the burning building overnight, others making a makeshift ladder to come out of the sheet, to come, sorry, making a makeshift ladder out of bed sheets. And trying to escape that way. So as you can imagine, it's been a very, very difficult night.
All right. Thank you.
And also for the firefighters.
Thank you for being with us. We appreciate your reporting. That is Wama Hassan live from London with a big apartment fire, 27 stories high, and they've got 6 fatalities confirmed. But as you said, that's a situation where as they go on, they're going to find more bodies. I mean, I can almost guarantee you that. A lot of people injured, and it looks like the that London Tower might be leaning a little bit. Ooh, scary, ugly situation. And we've been, we told you about this top of the hour, but we're getting word from Fox News this morning that House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and aides were shot at a baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia. This would be on East Monroe Street in Delray, Alexandria, near a YMCA. Don't have any word yet on how serious the injuries are, anything like that, details. Jad, did you see a tweet from one of our congressmen?
I did.
3 minutes ago?
Dr. Roger Marshall tweeted that he is okay. And I don't know if that means that he was supposed to be there or he was there or I'm not sure exactly what he means by that. He was just making sure that people knew that that he was unhurt. And so, yeah.
Well, I know that they like to play baseball and softball. The congressmen, some of them get together and do this, but apparently they were having a practice early this morning, and somebody showed up and started shooting them. There is word also, Jad, that the shooter is in custody. Is that correct?
Well, we're getting conflicting reports about that because Alexandria police are saying that the shooter is in custody, but apparently some eyewitnesses told Fox News that the shooter had been shot and killed.
Okay.
So,
well,
we'll see.
We are still piecing the story together, but for right now, that's all we have. This that Congressman Steve Scalise and a couple of aides were shot in an incident this morning in Alexandria, which is basically a suburb of Washington, D.C.
And one more tweet coming from Fox News now. Steve Scalise was shot in the hip. He is expected to survive.
Well, that's good. Yeah, shot in the hip. All right, coming up on 7:17 now, we had a warm and windy Tuesday in South Central Kansas. High temperature yesterday, 93. Normal high is 86. The wind was blowing about 30 miles per hour most of the afternoon.
Yeah, it was a gusty, blustery, hot furnace day in
Spring day in Kansas, and one gust clocked at 45 miles an hour yesterday, and not as much wind today, but it's going to be plenty muggy. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. Sports time with Ted Woodward, and Ted talked about the Royals playing the Giants out on the West Coast.
Yeah, you kind of get the opposite weather. You look in the stands at the game last night, and everybody's in coats and hats and sweatshirts. Cold in San Francisco, cool anyway, in San Francisco on a summer night. But the Royals certainly found a way to get things done in their first visit to San Francisco since the 2014 World Series. Tight game, a 2-1 Royals lead until the sixth inning. And then the Royals erupted. You heard the game last night. You stayed up late on KFH.
Sheeran from the belt now deals. And a swing and a little looper down the right field line. On the run is Pence diving. He can't make the play. It rolls into the corner, the right field corner. Moose scores. Escobar scores. Gordon in to score. Into third with a three-run triple. Whit Merrifield. And the Royals lead it 7-1.
Bases loaded triple.
Way to go, Whit.
Yeah, it gets the runs in. The Royals win it 8-1. And the pitching of Jason Vargas does it again. He's now 9-3 on the season, tied for the major league lead with 9 wins, along with Dallas Keuchel and Clayton Kershaw.
Well.
Vargas also has a 2.18 earned run average, second best in the major leagues, as the Royals win their third in a row. They finish up this short 2-game series in San Francisco today. It's a day game out on the West Coast. Live pregame coverage between the Royals and the Giants at 2 o'clock. The game starts at 2:45. And that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Boy, no problem putting up runs last night for the first-place Wichita Wingnuts downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Wichita with a 15-3 win over the Kansas City T-Bones. 20 hits for the Wingnuts last night. That's a season high as Wichita wins its sixth game in a row. Wingnuts have a 3.5-game lead now atop the South Division. T-Bones and the Wingnuts, again, it's a day game today on summer camp day. Be a lot of kids in the stadium this afternoon.
Yeah.
And the game will start at 11:05 this morning. Wingnuts baseball downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Speaking of the Wingnuts, a former Wingnut had a huge night last night in the big leagues. Right fielder David Peralta for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Arizona in Detroit taking on the Tigers. This game was tied going into the ninth inning. Until David Peralta untied it. Here it is on the Diamondbacks Radio Network.
And Peralta in the air in the left center. All the run is up, and he goes back, and this ball is gone. Opposite field home run, David Peralta. And the Diamondbacks get the lead, 7-6.
That would be the final score. Peralta with the game-winning home run for the former Wichita Wingnut. He went 3-for-5 last night with a home run and a double, scored twice. He's now batting .319. That's in the top 10 in the National League now. As the Diamondbacks get the win, former Wichita Wrangler Zach Greinke was the starting pitcher in that game. He went 5 2/3 innings, gave up some runs, but they were all unearned. Greinke now with a 3.0 earned run average as the Diamondbacks win their third in a row. A couple of former Wichita baseball players helping them to that win. And it's golf week here in Wichita. One more day until we get the Air Capital Classic going. Today is the day before, and that means it's Pro-Am action all day long out at the Crestview North Course. Pro-Am, in fact, first groups are already on the course today as the Pro-Am takes place today, and we set the stage for tomorrow's opening round at Air Capital Classic. Go out and watch the Pro-Am today for free out at Crestview. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, now 7:21. Ted, what you got there?
Coming up, a huge event in November. It's William Shatner, great actor, will be appearing live in Wichita. It's called Shatner's World. We just live in it.
Well, all right. Thank you.
So Bill Shatner will be here in town at the Orpheum in downtown Wichita on Friday, November 3rd. Those tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 o'clock. We've got a pair of tickets to give away to go see William Shatner live in performance in Wichita. And we'll be giving away those tickets tomorrow morning right here with Steve and Ted. Listen tomorrow morning for your chance to win two tickets to go see William Shatner at the Orpheum.
You'll be part of his world. 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Democrats are turning on their own. And traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
The KNSS Morning Show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.